The government has actually decided that instead of going on with conducting elections, it should postpone the elections to allow for peace actually to come. If it was the question of mandate, then the constitution of the Republic of South Sudan gives the current parliament the prerogative to amend the constitution and extend the lifespan of the government. So there is no worry about extension of mandate.
Doesn't this move of President Salva Kiir to have his mandate extended give his critics the ammunition to say, well, this is yet another move to show he's a dictator and now he wants to perform a constitutional coup to amend the constitution so he will stay in power? What do you say to that?
President Salva Kiir is doing this because he is responding to what international community has earlier said and advised him to do so, so that he allows peace to happen. And this is what he is exactly doing. President Salva Kiir was elected, and he cannot leave the power on the top of the tree. He has to wait and for a certain time that the situation is better for South Sudanese in order to go for election. So see if the parliament can do that. Is not amounting to any dictatorship at all.
The proposal, I hear, is supposed to be presented to parliament on Tuesday. Wouldn't this undermine the ongoing peace talks between the government and the rebels?
Not at all. It cannot undermine the peace process. The peace process are ongoing, and then the government negotiators are on their way to Addis Ababa to attend, as the agenda of the next phase of negotiations has been supplied by the IGAD mediators. There's nothing that will undermine the peace process in this. And the president and the government, or President Salva Kiir, has made it clear that there's no alternative to peace. And this is what is going to happen. They don't interfere, because if peace is signed, peace will bring another mandate. Okay? If peace agreement is signed any time before July this year, then the arrangements will undo whatever constitutional arrangement that has been done.
So this means that the June election is off as we speak right now, based on the proposal agreed to by members of the cabinet, including the president himself, correct?
Yes, it has been agreed that the election has to be postponed, and the parliament has to exercise its mandate to extend the lifespan of the government.
How long will the election be postponed, and what period of time is the president seeking his mandate to be extended?
The extension will be less than 4 years. It will be like 2 years. And as we are made to believe that elections are only conducted when there is peace in the country, as we were being criticized by the international community that we shouldn't, conduct elections because part of the country was in war. So if we have accepted that, as our parliament is as a prerogative and as a right to extend the mandate of the government, that's what we have to do until the country becomes peaceful. It doesn't interfere with peace at all. So if peace agreement comes, then it will still fit within the 2 years that the parliament will be extending. The transitional government is going to, the transitional national government is going to have a life of 2 years and 6 months. So it won't differ a lot.